We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
And welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. I'm your host, Dave Stouter.
And I'm Bill Sardi, a health journalist, and we're joining forces together on, what do we call this, David?
Well, you know, we have a mission, Bill. We have a mission to help sort of back people away from the trap, unfortunately, that is often modern medicine, and give them good, common sense, scientific health information that they can use today. And we want to pretty much give it away here.
We do, and we have four parts to this show every time. Throw some darts at modern medicine, tell you about the pitfalls, give you some practical advice, things you can do at home that hopefully are free or good advice, things home health care, self-care, those kind of ideas. And we talk about our sponsor's products that I formulated, a resveratrol product called Longevinix and a garlic-based product called Garlazyme. And so that's our program. And so we warn you that commercials come a little bit later. But for right now, we want to talk about more of the foibles and fables of modern medicine. And you want to talk to me, David, about they've got this vaccine for heart disease. Is that what this is now?
Okay, I'm going to try to get through this without laughing. You know, heart disease is all over my family, Bill. So this is one of the health concerns I take very seriously. And I take advantage of a lot of the things that I've learned from you about nutrients that can support the health of the cardiovascular system. So I see this little headline on some news website. It says, you know, researchers create a vaccine for heart disease. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what that could be. So I click on it, and sure enough, they have a vaccine that could, at least in rats, permanently stop you from making cholesterol. Now, I almost laughed out loud. Number one, there's so precious little evidence that cholesterol has much to do with heart disease these days. So I thought it was just phenomenal that they could say it was a heart disease vaccine when all it is a cholesterol vaccine. And second, if I'm not mistaken, Bill, isn't cholesterol pretty important for your health?
Cholesterol is what carries all of our fat-soluble antioxidants to our tissues. So that's vitamin E, vitamin A, all of our carotenoids, that's lutein, beta-carotene, lycopene, the red, yellow, and orange pigments. And so we carry those. They're transported to our tissues. We need lutein as essential for the eye so that we have good contrast vision. In other words, we can see a golf ball in a bright sky. But in order for that lutein to get to the back of the eye and be deposited there is kind of like a sunglass filter, cholesterol has to carry it there. And the same goes for vitamin E. And vitamin E has two families, tocotrienols, tocopherols, have to be transported. So we see that if you get remarkably low cholesterol, below about 140 or so, that the risk of cancer goes up because we're not delivering those antioxidants to tissues. And we see that your mood, you have a depression go on, and we know that cholesterol-reducing drugs cause mental fog, lack of mental clarity, memory loss, these kinds of problems too. So there is such a thing as too low a cholesterol, and now they want to wipe it out. And for everyone to understand, cholesterol is made by your liver. We can do all we want to eat cholesterol-free foods or less fatty foods that converts to cholesterol, but 80% of the cholesterol in our body is made in the liver regardless. And so your diet isn't going to modify that very much. Now, what happens is that we need the cholesterol for a very important function in our body. We're all involved in this. It's called sex drive and procreation. So in order for us to make estrogen and in order for us to make testosterone, we need, and the pathway is this, fat and cholesterol, and then we make DHEA and pregnenolone, and then down to testosterone. I'm trying to remember the pathway, and then down to estrogen. So that's how we do that. So it starts with fats in our diet, and we need cholesterol. So if you take cholesterol away, and I often have wondered, is this whole anti-cholesterol thing just a population control agenda? Because if you lower cholesterol, you're not going to have the fertility and the sex drive. And I wondered, some of the first things they did to show that statin cholesterol-lowering drugs were okay, and some of those studies showed that it altered sperm and did things that way. So I think they got the idea. Maybe they could control population size this way, and this has been a whole covert program to make us fat phobic, and therefore, now if you don't have the cholesterol and you don't have the estrogen and the testosterone, now notice that in recent generations, my father, there were no fertility clinics in my dad's day or my mother's day. Today there's plenty of them. Why is everyone infertile? Is it because they're fat phobic? They can't make babies? A lot of it has to do, frankly, with the birth control pill. But because once you're on it and then you re-decide and you try to make babies, it's very difficult to make that conversion. But nonetheless, we need cholesterol. It's essential for life, for our mood, for our sex drive, for the delivery of antioxidants. I hope I'm making it clear that this whole thing was contrived up, because they did a study earlier this year. It was in the European Heart Journal, and they tested cholesterol, they tested blood sugar, they tested blood pressure, and none of those three had anything to do with your mortality or survivability from prevention of mortal heart attacks. So, but the one thing that did was your coronary artery calcium score. And so I've written a number of articles online. Look, Bill Sardi and calcium and heart disease if you want to look it up. But the story is that calcium is being deposited in arteries. You see pictures, and the cholesterol is blocking the artery. There is a little bit of cholesterol there, but it's calcium by and large that I think cholesterol is like 2 to 23% of the calcium plaque, 50% of the arterial plaque, 50% plus is calcium represented in arterial plaque. So they don't tell us this. My brother was just at a heart doctor for a checkup, and he said, listen, if you don't take these statin drugs, I'm going to dismiss you from my practice because I can't be assure you won't get a mortal heart attack. But there, you and I both know, David, and our audience, you know, I guess they just have to trust us, but we can point them in the right directions to show them there is no evidence that statin drugs lower mortality rates. There is none. Now, they lower cholesterol, and you assume that's good. Now, there is a slight reduction, 1 out of 200 healthy people and 1 out of 70 at-risk heart disease patients will avert a non-mortal heart attack taking a statin drug with all those side effects of diabetes, cataracts, mental confusion, muscle aches, rhabdomyolysis, and so on. So all of this put together is the risks, side effects, are higher than any proposed benefit. And yet they continue selling $30 billion of this. And how can we make our public, who's been fed this propaganda by the drug industry and all of the health journalists went along with it. Now, all this time, we've known that Japan, that population, has higher cholesterol levels, circulating cholesterol, and has far, far, far lower heart attacks that are mortal. Now, that has been in the literature for 3 or 4 decades. And again, all of this was only possible because our health journalists laid over, played dead, and went along with Big Pharma in this thing. And you may feel foolish today if you're taking a statin cholesterol-lowering drug. And all I can say is you need to examine it yourself. What do you say to people, David?
I have a question I ask people. Which would you rather have, clean arteries or perfect cholesterol numbers? And when you think about that, you start getting into what really counts, what you've been talking about, Bill. We start realizing that, number one, you can have high cholesterol and not a lot of plaque. You can have low cholesterol and a triple bypass. And if you have plaque and you lower your cholesterol, the plaque doesn't go away. And this is we misunderstand. We just think high cholesterol equals high plaque. Low cholesterol equals low plaque, and getting rid of cholesterol gets rid of plaque. None of those things are true, and we focus people on arterial inflammation. But, Bill, another question I have is, I see a lot of people who take statin drugs and then have some they notice their memory starts to fail on them, or they get muscle weakness or things like that, and they can stop. What would you do with this vaccine? If the vaccine just permanently impaired your liver like the drugs do, I was stunned that they would even propose such a thing.
David, we know a couple of things, and I'm going to jump ahead of myself because it'll sound like a sales pitch for our sponsor, but I think the public needs to know. Two things. I have something online called vitamincproject.com. Go there and watch the little graphic presentation. It's a gripping story of how vitamin C really prevents mortal heart attacks. And what they found, it was in the New England Journal of Medicine, the year 2000, that there's a little calcium cap on the top of the cholesterol plaque that ruptures. And then this causes a blood clot to form, and then that causes the sudden mortal variety of heart attacks. And that vitamin C prevents that unstable calcium cap from forming. That work was done at Duke University. And you can read but listen, it's a whole film presentation at vitamincproject.com. And the second thing I want to say is that cholesterol forms in the liver, and you get fatty liver disease generally with this as well. And so what happens is that the cholesterol, it's called efflux. It's made in the liver. It won't leave. The efflux, a biological term, for having it leave or exit the liver. Now, we have another organ in the body where a kind of a cholesterol plaque called beta amyloid plaque develops in the brain. We call that Alzheimer's disease. And it also has a problem of hardening in place like cement and not effluxing or leaving. And guess what? Resveratrol, the red wine molecule, we talk about it with our sponsor Longevinex, the red wine pill, is preventing the cholesterol from hardening in place. So it does it by chelating copper. Copper is an oxidant that will then cement the cholesterol into place, and it won't leave the liver and be exited, and it won't leave the brain and cause Alzheimer's disease. But it will when you use resveratrol, the key chief ingredient in Longevinex and other red wine pills. So I make people aware we're trying to give them advice. And another little inexpensive idea, if you're using vitamin C – and you add apple pectin to it, you can find it in health food stores. I think you have it at your store.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Apple Health Foods, David Stouter, Redwood City, California. So you can drop in there, talk to him, call him on the phone for a little more advice. But apple pectin and vitamin C helps the bile flow, which then removes the cholesterol and has it go out with the bile flow. And the bile made by in the liver and then secreted into the squirt gun called the gallbladder that's squirted in when we eat fats and oils. So nonetheless, these are ways you can clean out your arteries, apple pectin and vitamin C, or plain vitamin C to keep that calcium, that mortal threatening calcium plaque from forming cap on your cholesterol plaque. Yeah. And then resveratrol to help it leave the liver and be disposed of in your body. So those are little tips how to do it, getting
Bill,
ahead of ourselves here.
Well, I know, Bill, I'm afraid that I'm not sure, but I've been listening to you pretty intently, and I believe you're implying that nutrition could actually be good for you. And we know that there has to be something wrong with that thinking. We're going to take a short break. I'll straighten Bill out, and we'll be right back with you. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi.
Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior. With me, health journalist Bill Sardi. We were just discussing, I almost hate to say cholesterol and heart disease in the same sentence, Bill, because it links them in a way that we're trying to get people to understand that that's not the issue. You said some pretty amazing things. Now, you sent me a study, and it's about stents, and I know a lot of people with stents. You had shown me a study last.
Wait, on the radio, they hear the word stents, and they might have think we said sense, you know, like common sense.
No.
Stents, S-T-E-N-T-S. They're little wire props that prop open a narrowed artery, and we have four coronary arteries that feed the heart with oxygenated blood. And what they do is they find whether there's plaque there or not. Well, that looks a little narrowed. This guy says he has chest pain, and so boom, boom, you get a stent put in your chest in your coronary arteries. And these things can collapse, cause sudden death. I had lost a business partner due to that. You have to be on acute blood thinners for 9 months until the inner lining of the artery grows around that stent, or you're going to get blood clots. So it's a risky thing to have one put in. And there's an article here in, this is the Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine Journal, and they're talking with a doctor from London, England, and he's saying the whole truth about coronary stents, the elephant in the room, and saying there's really no evidence. They've been trying to put these things preventively. In other words, if there's an early severity of plaque that's interrupting the flow of blood, now it's not enough to cause any symptoms yet, but it just interrupts the flow, they feel, oh, well, then it's okay to put the stent in way in advance of you having any problem. So then they showed it's of no benefit. And this doctor's talking about this and how we're stent happy and so on. But the thing that got me, and I think it got you too, David, was this is according to one study quoted here, an overwhelming 88% of patients undergoing the placement of a stent for stable angina, chest pain, believed that the angioplasty, that is putting a little balloon and opening up the coronary artery with a little balloon angioplasty, they prop it open and it pushes the plaque out, and that would prevent a heart attack. But 43%, when when a lot of the times it won't. They just 88% of the patients believe it. So they'll let them stick a little wire through an artery in your groin. It goes all up into your chest, and they blow up this little balloon trying to get the plaque out of the way it's called reperfuse the heart with oxygenated blood. But it says 43% of cardiologists would go ahead and do this even though they thought it would not benefit the patient.
Hmm.
You hear the pause here? Did you hear that, audience? The devil made me do it, said the cardiologist. In other words, if the patients were insisting and they believed on it, well, I guess I just had to do it because some other cardiologist will do it and make the money, so I guess I might as well. And so this is kind of what's going on. I think last week when we talked, we were talking about a hospital in Kentucky had $41 million settlement with Medicare for placing $41 million of unnecessary stents in the heart. The chief cardiologist there claimed no wrongdoing, and they just paid the fine and went on. Why would anybody still want to go to that hospital? But you may have a stent in your heart, and I'll tell you, it's a little bit of a tightrope for the first few months that you have one, and then you hope everything grows around it and there's not a rough edge there for a clot to form. And I don't like them. They can collapse, cause sudden death. And it's been shown in many studies that there are medical ways to open up your arteries and get rid of the plaque instead of trying to prop it open with a stent. So the doctors have a financial incentive to do something, and they're certainly going to do it. And I'll tell you, if they paid as much for new mufflers on your car, you'd be getting a lot of those every time you went to the auto shop. Let me look at the whole thing here, because I just want to mention the range of things we could bring up to our audience. Here's an article, Annals of Internal Medicine, just this month. What are cancer centers advertising to the public? And they went through. And so the major, mainline cancer centers, this is MD Anderson in Houston and so on. What's our one in New York, the major one?
But, Sloan Kettering?
Yeah, Sloan Kettering. All of these places, they looked at all their advertisements, and they found out that they made emotional appeals to evoke fear and drive you in to get treatment for cancer, evoke fear, and that this was their main strategy. So that, this is what they do. Here's another little thing just came out this last week. U.S. healthcare system ranks last, lags behind developed nations. So I think we've got 11 developed countries in front of us, something like that. We're spending all of this money, $8,500 a person for healthcare, and we're not getting the results. People aren't living longer. Why have Americans decided to put such misplaced faith in doctors and what we do here? People love what America does, and we've got a mess on our hands. It's making us go bankrupt, and we come back for more and more and more and more. And if we walked away from it, the doctors wouldn't get away with it. Now, in China, where I'm going to be going later in the year, they don't trust their doctors. They don't trust the hospitals. They just put the head of the FDA in jail, and then he's 6 foot underground now in China for taking payoffs from the drug companies. And they know they're suspicious of doctors and hospitals and drug companies in China. Why aren't we suspicious? Why do we think, well, if it comes in a white coat, they got all this technology and Medicare pays, and there's a Mayo Clinic diploma on the wall, have we been bamboozled and fooled? What is wrong with us?
Hey, Bill, you know, one of the problems is the medical establishment has somewhat merged itself into government. And I find that people react to physicians in a similar way as a police officer. You know, if you're pulled over by the police officer and the police officer wants to give you a ticket, if you want to fight it, say yes, sir, sign the ticket, and then go to court. But when we go into a doctor's office and we're on our feet, we're not in an ambulance, we never treat the physician like they're a carpenter or a bricklayer or a plumber, somebody with a certain skill. And we just almost like we're obligated. People say all the time, my doctor put me on cholesterol drugs. My doctor put me on this, as if the policeman gave me a ticket. We have completely decided that we don't get a say. We go to the doctor. The doctor looks at the, quote, science and tells us what to take, and we all do it like, you know, we're in court.
And, you know? And like he's the unbiased arbiter, and we don't know anything, and they keep us in the dark on these things. But worse yet, I think for a lot of Americans, it might be the illiterate or whatever. We can't blame them for that. But, you know, it's over their head that just the doctor's going to help me make this decision, as if he is unbiased in these things. But for a lot of folks, my doctor is going to make me well. I'm not. Mother Yeah. Nature isn't. Drugs do. And everything ends up in a doctor's office to be a drug deficiency or a stent deficiency instead of a nutrient deficiency. Here's a headline. I'm just reading it to you for the misplaced faith folks. FDA approves many drugs that predictably increase heart and stroke risk. Yes, you're probably taking them. So they're drugs for weight loss, for inflammation, for and so on, various drugs, and blood pressure and so on. And they actually raise your blood pressure. They increase the risk of strokes and so on. How does the FDA getting drugs approved that actually increase the risk for heart attacks and strokes? Here's another just, well, it's hard to believe. Hospital admissions for low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, now exceed those for hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, in Medicare beneficiaries. Well, why? Because the drugs they're giving for diabetes, insulin, etc., are over lowering your blood sugar to the point you're having to be hospitalized because these drugs are too troublesome. I mean, not just a visit to the doctor, not that you got dizzy because your sugar was low. I mean, let me see here. From 1999 to 2011, the rates of hospital admissions for low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, has risen by 11.7%. There were 40% more admissions for low blood sugar than for high blood sugar over the 12-year period. More people going in for low blood sugar caused by drugs than the disease? And it's largely insulin is the thing that's causing this. They can't get you balanced up right, but that's also the other blood sugar controlling drugs. And did you know that every drug for diabetes except metformin causes you to gain weight, which is a risk factor for diabetes? Interesting. They're just feeding their own disease.
You know, I'm listening to you again. I'm having trouble with you today. I'm listening to you, and it seems to me that you actually think that drugs cannot make a person healthy. I don't know about you, Bill. We're going to have to take a short break. Folks, I apologize. I'll try to talk to Bill during the break, and we'll be right back. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. And by the way, we have been promising throughout the weeks we've been on the radio, I guess months now, Bill, that we would answer questions on the air. And we talk about our toll-free number, 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. I promise that we will devote a big portion of next week's show to catching up on the questions. Thank you all for calling in, and we will get caught up next week. So just a little note there. You know, Bill, we were talking about diabetes and blood sugar, and one of the things I've noticed, you more than anyone seem to really follow the science of resveratrol over the years, being very involved in formulating our sponsor Longevinex. And I noticed that even though many of the drug companies have been unsuccessful in making a synthetic and patentable mimic of resveratrol, I do notice that they think that the kind of drug they could make has to do with blood sugar and diabetes. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
I'm going to go there, David, but people hear a commercial coming, so they like the first part of the show, and they wonder, well, should we stay in, because they know a commercial's coming for our sponsor's product. But let me make it more intriguing and interesting for everybody listening. I'm taking you to an extraneous place for a moment. I'm just reading a headline. Truly fuel-efficient cars currently available in Europe are banned in the U.S. market. Americans are getting ripped off. And it's a story about how Toyota and Nissan and Volkswagen and BMW manufacture cars that get anywhere from 50 to 300 miles a gallon, and some of them are made here in the United States, and they ship them to Europe, and we only get at tops like a C-Max Ford hybrid car 40 miles to a gallon, and yet they're getting 50 to 300 miles a gallon on these more fuel-efficient cars. Our Congress here in the United States won't let these cars be sold, and in fact, if you buy one, it's going to be impounded or crushed if you keep it more than 30 days or something. That's the story here in the news. And so they go on through this thing. They mention some brands of the cars and models that they have at 300 miles to a gallon. Wow, what we would do. Am I creating a story for you? What is this? What is the segue to medicine from cars? The segue is, the news media doesn't tell us this about cars, about medicine, about how we're all being gamed in our society. And gamed, we should all be taking a resveratrol pill once we're over 40 for females. For men, once they're fully grown, we would have a tremendously productive life. Last week, we talked about three little girls had Leber's hereditary retinal dystrophy, took our Longevinix pill, and they're getting their vision back. It's the first time ever anybody's recorded anything that's effective for that terrible hereditary inherited disease. Overcoming a genetic disorder? Yes, it should be front page New York Times. Why are you not reading about it? You're not reading about it because we are being gamed and we are bought off from Congress on down. They won't let us know about the fuel-efficient cars. They won't let us know. And the FDA bans any statement that a dietary supplement cures, treats, or prevents a disease. And if it does any of those things, they call it a drug. And then it becomes high-priced. And so this is kind of what goes on. But at my website, let's see, your question was about diabetes and resveratrol?
Well, yeah, because I noticed that the drug people – are looking for, well, what kind of drug could we make from this stuff? And it seems that a lot of them have coalesced around the blood sugar issue. They think that that's the most promising.
I can't make a commercial claim here on the air, but I can inform the audience that a very well-known researcher who was born in India came here and wrote over 500 articles and a couple of textbooks on cardiology, recently passed away, took our Longevinix red wine pill to India. And they lined up hundreds of people and put them on our pill. And virtually every one of them was cured. I say cured because they had to take a Longevinix pill every day. Everyone invariably cured of their adult onset diabetes with our pill. And yet they'll tell you we don't have enough evidence here. Well, it never got published, the study in India. But what I'm trying to tell you is they're dragging their feet. They're gaming us. They really don't want to produce the science. And that's where we are today. Everybody ought to be taking a resveratrol pill. There are 432 good, lousy, and worse brands. So if you don't know the right dose, it doesn't work. It has to be the right dose. Too little doesn't work. Too much, the 500 and 1,000 milligram pills are counterproductive to the kind of results we're talking about. Longevinix knows the dose. It's the only brand that actually has been tested for dosage and has no toxicity and been tested in humans and animals for toxicity. And all the tests for drugs approval have been done on the Longevinix pill as well. If you want to find out more about it, 866-405-4000. Call, leave your name, phone number. They'll call you back, send you free information. No, they're not going to hound you to buy anything. 866-405-4000. And my classic article this week, how does a cigar-smoking man live 110 years? David, how does a cigar-smoking guy? Well, I'm citing, it's at resveratrolnews.com. Some people are living over 100 years, 110 years of super longevity. Some people that live exceptionally long say, don't eat junk food, I'm just quoting, don't smoke, don't drink, don't overdo it. But some people, there's a 107-year-old fellow said, it was his cigar smoking. There's a whole tribe of people in Cuba. There's over 3,000 people over the age of 100 there. And they said, lay off alcohol, drink coffee, but smoke cigars? Well, if you want to learn a little bit more about this, we have two theories of aging. One is the over-mineralization theory. We've explained it before to our audience. The reason why you age and why you're so youthful during the first years of your life, when you're growing, you need all the minerals for making bone, calcium, iron for red blood cells, copper for connective tissue. Once you're fully grown, you accumulate those minerals and you rust and you calcify. If you take mineral chelators, things that attach to those minerals or help them dissolve and leave the body, not calcium from your bone or iron from your red blood cells, but loose the excess iron, copper, and calcium, you will de-age the body. You will back up the biological clock hands of time. You want to get a free copy of my report, The Over-Mineralization Theory of Aging, 866-405-4000. They'll send it to you free. And we've talked about removing minerals, even bloodletting, I think we talked about in a previous show.
Yeah.
Just take out the blood. You will lower the iron levels in your body, and virtually every chronic disease will vanish, from Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and all. But I want to go to the other theory quickly because we're in limited time, and that is the theory of the biological stressor theory of anti-aging. That is, if we have a mild biological threat. Now, they took some fruit flies, gave them a little bit of an herbicide, and just a small dose, and you know those animals lived longer when they were given a toxin, an herbicide, paraquat. Or they gave them a little bit of iron, that's a little bit of rusting, and they lived longer. Not a lot, because you're going to rust yourself out. Then they gave them an iron chelator, that's like ingredients we find in our Longevinix red wine pill. That is to remove the iron or attach to it. Again, it caused the fruit flies to live longer. And polyphenols, these are small molecules you find in green tea, grapeseed, red wine, and so on. And they cause the fruit flies to live longer. So, and we see a study, it's a great big study here, that polyphenols like those you find in red wine, quercetin, resveratrol, etc., lowered the mortality rate, wow, not just healthier, by 37% in Europeans. But I have this story, something that's a little bit of a biological toxin. So if you get exposed to a little bit of radiation, like go into a radium springs where there's radon in the water, if you go to high altitude where there's a little less oxygen, if you get deprived of food, not starvation, but just they call it calorie restriction. Some folks go back in the Bible days to fasting. You will turn on the body's antioxidant defenses. There are enzymatic antioxidants, catalase, superoxide, dismutase, glutathione. You will turn that switch, that protective switch on. Is a cigar a little bit of a biological threat? Yes. I'm not asking you, begging you, or selling cigars today. But I am telling you that the resveratrol pill called Longevinix is actually a little bit of a biological threat. That's how it's perceived, a mimic called a molecular mimic of a limited calorie diet. And it switches on that same antioxidant defense. Would you like it to switch on your antioxidant defense? Would you like to live the 110 years without having to smoke cigars, deprive yourself of food, run up to the top of mountains to deprive yourself of oxygen or try to find some radium springs? Instead of that, you can save your money and time. 866-405-4000, Longevinix, the world's best tested red wine pill. And so you can read my story today. Cigar-smoking man lives 110 years, sure, but what makes it a lot easier is we can do it reliably in the right dose, in the right tested product called Longevinix. 866-405-4000.
I wouldn't be without it, folks. I have a quick red wine story to tell you when we get back. And, Bill, I want to talk a little bit more about our internal antioxidants. It seems to me they're probably more fundamental, more important than the ones we might eat. Have a Heart Health Radio. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill Sardi, health journalist with us today. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. We were talking about red wine molecule, resveratrol, the product Longevinix. Bill, I just wanted to share a story with you. A couple came into the store, I'd say in their early to mid-60s, and the wife was having a little trouble sleeping. So I was talking to them about some strategies, and we, of course, were talking about melatonin. And I said, you know, typically when you get over 40, you start losing melatonin. And they both laughed, you know, kind of at the over 40. And they said, how old do you think we are? And I kind of looked at them. I said, 60, 65. And they smiled, and the woman was 84, and the man was 83. And I went, wait. I want to ask you a question now. You guys look fantastic. What do you attribute it to? And without hesitation, they both said, red wine. And I'll never forget that. They were looking really good in their 80s, and they knew why. So now, you brought up a strategy for health and longevity that I don't think a lot of people know about. And it's this internal antioxidant system. We think of taking vitamin C and E and all these things outside in our foods and our supplements. Tell us more about this, because this, I think, is something people need to learn about.
Before I go there, I want to emphasize to people, we practice integrity on this show. We have talked about free ways you can do this. get rid of disease. Just go down and donate blood. If you want to do it in a measurable way, get your ferritin iron storage level down to about 20 to 70. And you can ask your doctor for a ferritin test. If your ferritin test is in the hundreds or even thousands, you're never going to get rid of your diabetes. All those drugs aren't going to work. Your hypertension is going to be up. All of those problems, and you just need to get the iron levels down. And we just told you how to do it free. Now, if you would like to help that along and you can't get all the bloodletting done and donating and all those things, that's why the red wine pill is around. And we've made our pill, the typical red wine resveratrol pill, chelates to copper. Ours chelates to all heavy metals. That's lead, cadmium, mercury, also all of your regular metals, copper, iron, and so on, and your calcium. This is a problem. So it's a mineral-controlling pill, and it's called Longevinix, like the word longevity, and we talk about it. And so, and your question was, again, David?
Well, I wanted people – one of the things I found fascinating in your talking not only about resveratrol and Longevinix, but the fact that that superfood called garlic.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you were asking about the enzymatic system in your body.
Yeah, that makes antioxidants. And I have to tell you, when I talk about this, I love to say this. The most important things about garlic aren't in the garlic.
That's true. Look, if your body and your survival depended on you getting the antioxidants you need, you'd have been dead a long time ago. I mean, from your diet or wherever, pills, wherever. Your body has an antioxidant system built in. Now, you need some sulfur and some zinc and some copper and manganese, just trace amounts of those to make these and magnesium to make these antioxidant enzymes. And they're called glutathione, the key one, and catalase and superoxide dismutase. Your body will just make them if you're stressed biologically. And so that's why we're talking about. At high altitude, you lack oxygen or you're food deprived or whatever the stressor is. Well, you can also activate that internal antioxidant switch. It's called NRF2. And a very reliable way to do it, resveratrol, like in the red wine pill, does it. But garlic does this. Now, again, we're going to tell you the free way, and then you can also find the practical way. Yes, get a bulb of garlic, cut off a clove, smash it, macerate it, activate the key ingredient, allicin, and your problem is the pungency, getting it down, the garlic breath, the garlic odor, and so on. But if you can do it that way, some people chew garlic every day that way, and you've got yourself. It is so pungent that you told the body there's something being stressed here, and your body turns on those antioxidant defenses. Or you can get Garlazyme, our sponsor's wonderful alkaline buffered garlic pill assuredly makes allicin, the key ingredient in your digestive tract, prevents the enzyme called alloinase from being destroyed by your stomach acid. So allicin is assuredly made. This was all proven in human studies. And so allicin, if it is made, it will make a little gas in your body, a gas,
yeah,
called hydrogen sulfide. And just so everyone knows, hydrogen sulfide then is a biological stressor, just like I said smoking the cigar was. And it's called, we call it volcano gas, because if you took whiffs of it, you'd die. But we're just making a little bit of it. It sends that emergency signal, the red alert signal through your body. It widens your blood vessels to improve circulation. But it turns on that antioxidant defense system. And here they're saying, if you got hydrogen sulfide in your system, you might not get what? Alzheimer's disease. Wow. Journal of Clinical Neuroscience, May 2014. Hydrogen sulfide prevents neuronal impairment, brain cell impairment in experimental models of Alzheimer's disease. So where do you get the wonderful non-pungent, no garlic breath and odor garlic pill that assuredly produces allicin? It's called Garlazyme at GARLIZYME.com, not Garlixyme, but Garlazyme, or 866-674-3955. And we like to promote the price of that product. It is, I believe, about $10.95 a bag for a month supply. But if you get three bags, you'll get one free. You've got 4 months supply. I think the effective price comes out $8.60 a month, and the shipping is absolutely free when you order three and get one free. So, wow, what's not to like? Assuredly get Allison a great price, no buyer's remorse, no price resistance. It's all yours, and it's assuredly helping you tolerate garlic. I think just make garlic comfortable. By the way, 80% of all people think Alzheimer's disease, according to a recent study, is a normal part of aging. It really isn't. But since they feel that way, would you take a fresh garlic clove or a Garlazyme capsule to make your brain work healthier? It says here in an animal study, maybe that's what you should do. If you want to find out about Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. And that's a wonderful way to get very economical. And we believe in economical answers for healthcare today. We're all out of money. Let's face it. We need to find ways to stay healthy and do it on a dime and a nickel. And so that's a good way to do it. Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. Do people come in your store and ask about that product now, David?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, Bill, we're finding as people are taking it, it has now changed the face of our garlic section. People are looking at the best garlic pill they can buy, and it's the least expensive in one place instead of the other way around. And it's making a big impact. Folks, when I try to counsel people on dietary supplements, one of the things I look at is, if you really want to save money but get benefit, what pill will do the most things for you? Vitamin D3 would come up in my mind, certainly omega-3. But resveratrol, the Longevinex pill, which is the one that's tested, and this Garlazyme, these are two single pills that will have the broadest health effect. That's why, as a retailer, that I'm excited about them. And I encourage everybody – by the way, I love your Chalk Talk on Garlazyme. People should go to garlazyme.com and see that. It's a lot of fun. So, Bill, we're pretty much out of time today, but I'll remind everybody, we would love to answer your questions on the air. We have a toll-free number, 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. Bill and I promise that we will catch up on your questions next week. And so we hope that you will be there. We appreciate your support. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.